This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the economy's strong second quarter performance Friday, saying that we're on the right track to the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. The U.S. economy grew at a 4.1% annualized rate in the second quarter. It's the fastest pace in nearly 4 years. Commerce Department reported that Friday, and as VOA's Steve Miller reports, Mr. Trump's optimism goes far beyond this report.
Trump also predicted even higher growth as he renegotiates the nation's trade deals.
As the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers.
Trump, who has repeatedly attacked the economic record of his predecessor's administration, pledged during the 2016 campaign to double growth to 4% or better, and he has been trying to highlight economic gains ahead of the midterm elections. Steve Miller, VOA News.
President Trump expressed gratitude to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Friday for returning to U.S. authorities what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. service members who were killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for keeping his word. We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
And Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. worked closely with North Korea on returning the war remains.
It was a coordination effort over the last month that we determined where they would deliver the remains to, where our plane would fly in, where they would be taken to for the initial review. So all of that went well.
The remains are being transferred from the base to Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency in Hawaii, where forensic work will be done to identify them. This is VOA News. A delegation of the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Council and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces is in Syria for talks with Syrian government officials. The delegation arrived in Damascus 2 days ago. It is the first SDC's declared visit to Syria's capital, which indicates the interest of Kurdish authorities to open channels of communication with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as they seek a political accord to preserve their region's autonomy within Syria. The meetings are expected to primarily discuss services in the Kurdish-controlled areas, but it is said that the delegation had no set agenda and the talks might expand to include political and security issues. A court-ordered deadline has passed for U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who are separated from their parents after entering the country. More from VOA's Philip Alexio.
U.S. officials said they expected to reunite all eligible children who had been separated from their parents after entering the country illegally by Thursday's court-ordered deadline. However, it was not immediately clear if that goal was met. In a court filing Thursday, the Justice Department said that more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, had been reunited so far. Another 378 were released in what it calls appropriate circumstances, meaning they were turned over to sponsors who can properly care for them. 700 children are still in government custody, and their fates remain uncertain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A deadly wildfire raged through Northern California Friday, forcing thousands of residents to leave their homes and killing two people working to contain that blaze. The fire started taking everything down in its path. That's according to Scott McClain, a spokesman for the crews battling the fire. The inferno has been named Car Fire, reached the city of Redding. That is home to more than 90,000 people. Fire scorched upwards of 17,000 hectares of land. Pakistan's Election Commission said Friday former sports celebrity turned politician Imran Khan is the winner of the parliamentary election, but his party failed to win enough votes for an outright majority, so now they'll have to form a coalition government. Sky watchers around much of the world have begun watching a complete lunar eclipse that is the longest of this century. So-called blood moon, when it turns a deep red, is visible at different times in Australia, Africa, Asia, Europe, and South America when the sun, Earth, and the moon line up perfectly, casting Earth's shadow on the moon. Total eclipse lasts an hour and 43 minutes, with the entire event lasting closer to 4 hours. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.